Chapter 1. The Obsidian King. The city of New York didn't sleep. It shimmered, a sprawling grid of electric ambition and dirty money, all of it bowing at the feet of the Obsidian Tower. From the mezzanine balcony of the tower's grand ballroom, Cashin Wolf looked down at the world he had conquered. The glass walls of the 75th floor offered a panoramic view of the skyline, but the real view was the ecosystem of predators and prey mingling below him. It was the night of the Apex Gala, the single most exclusive event on the social calendar. It was a gathering of sharks, tech moguls, real estate tycoons, politicians with pockets full of bribes, and the old money elite who pretended their hands were clean. They drank his champagne, stood on his marble floors, and laughed too loudly at jokes that weren't funny, all in the hopes of catching the eye of the man who owned the building. Cashin adjusted the cuff of his tuxedo. It was bespoke, cut from Italian silk that absorbed the light rather than reflecting it, much like the man himself. He took a sip of his scotch, his eyes cold, calculating, and utterly bored. He didn't care about the billionaires. He could buy and sell them before breakfast. He didn't care about the politicians. He owned the debt on their campaigns. His gaze trawled the room, ignoring the desperate glances cast his way by women in red-soled heels and men in power ties. He was hunting for something specific. A single point of light in a room full of artificial glare. He found her near the eastern glass wall, seated at a secluded table away from the center of the chaos. Iris Bennett. Even from this distance, she looked like a fracture in the room's polished perfection. She wore a gown of pale, dove-gray silk that clung to her slender frame, the fabric rippling like water. It was modest, high-necked and long-sleeved, covering the scars, both physical and psychological, that he knew lay beneath. She sat with her hands folded in her lap, her head bowed slightly, avoiding eye contact with the circling vultures. She looked fragile, breakable, a porcelain doll left on a battlefield, a familiar dark heat coiled in Cashin's gut. It was a sensation that hovered somewhere between a growl and an ache. Duty, possession, penance. To the world, she was his ward, a charity case he had plucked from obscurity after a tragic fire had claimed her family and her memories. To Cashin, she was the only innocent thing left in his life. Protecting her wasn't just an obligation, it was the anchor that kept him from drifting entirely into the abyss of his own making. He watched as a waiter offered her a drink. She declined with a small, hesitant shake of her head, her posture retreating inward. Good, Cashin thought. Stay hidden. Stay safe. He had built this empire on logic, on the ruthless application of leverage and violence. He controlled the ports, the construction unions, and the digital backbones of half the city's financial sector.